Hello everyone, welcome to the course Leading, Managing and Developing People in Organizations. This is the first podcast episode covering the course lectures. You are about to embark on a journey that will lead you to analyze individuals' behavior within organizations to understand how people exert their leadership at work, react to changes, interact with colleagues, and much more. I'm Professor Fabio Rizzi, and I will guide you on this journey of discovery. I'll help you make sense of your personal and professional experiences, considering the most widely used theories that managers and leaders around the world apply to understand and navigate the complexities of organizational behavior and leadership dynamics. On successful completion of this unit, you will be able to make sense of concepts and theories related to how people interact with one another inside of an organization and how these interactions contribute to business performance. You will develop investigative and diagnostic skills to be more effective in assessing what is going on in organizations. You will demonstrate the importance of managing people within different contexts. You will be able to apply your knowledge of organizational behavior to develop innovative business solutions. And finally, you will learn how to use critical reflection skills through an evaluation of your academic progress to become a better manager and citizen. These learning objectives can be achieved by actively engaging in classroom discussions, participating in group activities, completing assigned readings, and seeking clarification from your instructor when needed. While these podcasts offer valuable insights, it is important to note that relying exclusively on them will not enable you to fully achieve the learning objectives outlined for this course. However, they are useful for understanding the key themes covered in lectures. Use them to come prepared for upcoming lessons or to reinforce key concepts from lessons you have already attended. They can serve as a supportive tool to facilitate your learning journey. The final assessment consists of a written exam and a group presentation. The written exam will last for 2 hours and will require you to critically analyze how managers can apply OB theories in their business context. There will be 2 questions. You must answer both questions and justify your answers with examples. The questions will focus on specific topics such as leadership, change, personality, motivation, teamworking, and organizational culture. Ideally, your answers should draw upon classroom-based activities, personal and professional experiences, and arguments developed in class and in your individual research on the topic. Assessment will be based on the knowledge you demonstrate, your analytical skills, and the application of theoretical concepts to specific situations through appropriate examples. The group presentation will require you to critically analyze the individual, group, structural, and management factors that have influenced your professional experience or that of a member of your team within a specific business context. Once again, assessment will be based on the knowledge you demonstrate and your analytical skills. But in this case, audience engagement will also be important. In addition, there will be ongoing assessments throughout the course to enable you to improve as you progress. These continuous assessments will be based on group work, question and answer discussions, presentations, quizzes, and analysis of personal experiences, and will specifically focus on the topic of the day. The first lesson aims to present the learning objectives associated with the course and the assessment methods, introducing the concept of organizational behavior through various examples. An example worth remembering is related to the experience of someone entering a cafe and being served rudely by the bartender. What could be the reasons behind such behavior? Some may attribute it to a lack of customer service skills. Therefore, the bartender's poor behavior can be explained by an individual factor, something related to the individual, to the person. However, there are also other, more subtle reasons that the study of organizational behavior can help us better understand. For instance, there are reasons related to the group of people the bartender collaborates with. Let's call this person Sam. He might be unhappy because of a poor relationship with colleagues who either reject him for working too much or too little. There are reasons related to the leadership style exercised by his boss. If the boss treats him poorly, it reflects on his attitude towards customers. There are reasons related to the context. The bartender may have just been informed that he will lose his job in 3 months due to excessive competition in the area, or more broadly, to an economic crisis affecting the business of the cafe owner. Other reasons may be linked to the way the role of the bartender is designed. They are called structural reasons. Think about this exhausted bartender enduring long hours, finding it tough to keep up the energy from beginning to end. Organizational behavior is the multi-level study of factors related to the way people behave in organizations. These factors depend on the individual, the group, the leadership style, the structure, and the context. Explaining organizational behavior is complex. It requires carefully gathered evidence, critical analysis, and precise use of terms, avoiding making unrealistic generalizations. OB study helps us understand what makes an organization tick and may help managers improve organizational effectiveness, for example, customer service, staff motivation, and so on. We have now reached the end of this first episode. Don't forget that by actively participating in class and taking proactive steps to deepen your understanding of the material, you will not only enhance your learning experience, but also develop valuable skills that will serve you well in your personal and professional life. So let's dive deeper into today's topics and continue our quest for knowledge together. Until next time, this is Fabio wishing you a great day.